Good afternoon and welcome. You are listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno channel at 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Excuse me. Our website is fromthetrenchesworldreport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, let's see here, Illwood's Turncoat Tuesday, appropriately, the 12th day of June, 2018. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 71 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 80 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. We've got a nice warm-up, and then it's going to get cold on the weekend. Maybe rain, you know? Man, it's like they planned that shit. Maybe. Anyway, so see what we're going to... Oh, man, it's Turncoat Tuesday. Appropriate day to talk about voting, and that's what we're going to get into when we get back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then, like I said, I think people are, people are abstaining from voting in these latest gubernatorial races, and I believe a lot of people are unregistering to vote. And this article that I'm looking at here, I'm telling you people, this is coming straight out of the think tanks. This is the carrot and the stick all wound into one, and I mean addressing three different factions. It's really quite incredible. Effects of Supreme Court voter roll decision appear limited. This is from Mail.com. It was sent in by Sunfire for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. A U.S. Supreme Court ruling has cleared the way for states to take a tougher approach to maintaining their voter rolls. But will they? Ohio plans to resume its process for removing inactive voters after it was affirmed in Monday's 5-4 ruling. It takes a particularly aggressive approach that appears to be an outlier among states. Few appear eager to follow. Our law has been on the books. It hasn't changed, and it isn't changing, said Oklahoma Election Board spokesman Brian Dean. At issue is when a state begins the process to notify and ultimately remove people from the rolls after a period of non-voting. In most states with similar laws, that process begins after voters miss two or more federal elections. Bullshit. But I'm going to tell you, people. Now, there's Now, when Trump ran, okay, now they were what are they really doing? What are they throwing out there? They want you to vote against something. You're not voting for shit. You got to stop Hillary. You know, this voting against something. This is the scenario they're playing on people. And you had people come out that fell for that Trump shit that had never voted in their lives. And they went and registered to vote. And people who hadn't voted for years, they came out. And, I mean, what they're talking about here is start moving after two federal elections. There's very few places that is the law. And I've yet to see anybody removed. They do have drives where if, you know, you go down and get your driver's license, unless you opt out, you're going to be registered to vote. And they're trying to they're playing three factions here. And it's a two-pronged approach. See, what they're talking about here is, you know, if the people who went out and, you know, the ones that were registered, they've always been registered and they stay registered. They vote in their local elections. They've been protesting by not coming out for the federal elections, but they came out this time because of Trump and they got more involved in, you know, they clear up the whole 25% voter turnout, you know, and, or anyway, they call it 45% of a 25%, whatever in the hell it comes down to. It ain't very much. But the bottom line here is those people now see they're going to run out because they're talking federal elections here. And so they're going to run out and they're going to vote just to keep their right to vote because they're going to keep it. They don't agree with none of this shit, but I don't want to lose my right to vote, you see. And then you got the people who it was the first time that they registered. Okay. Now this article goes on to say that. It talks about states like here in Oregon where, you know, you got to miss 10 federal elections before they remove your name from the voter rolls and shit. It's playing, you know, one end against the other. But then the people who would go out and unregister to vote, well, they're not going to do that. All I got to do is sit here and pretty soon they'll take me off the consent rolls. Not so. Not so, because every state's different and you might be in a state where they have where they keep you on a reserve list. So you are consenting, whether you realize it or not. And the only way to say I'm not consenting is to go out and unregister to vote. And I think people are doing it, man. Because, I mean, like this morning on the intelligence report, they had old John Tater up there, you know, running for governor of Michigan. And John, I mean, he was really sounding concerned. You got to get out there and you got to tell these people who aren't going to vote. These people who won't vote, they have to this time. He said they have to. We got to get me in there, he said. Because this is our last chance. We have to fight, he said. We have to fight. And I want you to understand we're going to have to fight. But not with guns. Not with guns. We have to fight with voting. You see, you have to get out there and vote. It was really pundit. I mean, it jumped out at me. And then I seen this article, and that jumped out at me. You know, somebody's really talking about this voting thing. And Kornke, you know, he was walking the fence, man. He was walking the fence. He said, if you know people out there who are just dead set, they're going to vote. You could steer them John's way, right? No. If you know people out there that you know are dead set are going to vote, what you got to do is you got to let them know that you're dead set too. That you're dead set that when the authority is returned to the people, when we get done fighting, I'm coming looking for your ass. You think it ain't going to happen? By God, it is. I'm going to hunt you down. I'm going to hunt you down, and I'm going to charge you with aiding the enemy at a time of war, with aiding in occupation of our country. And you consent. You're consenting to the removal of my rights, you son of a bitch. And I aim to prosecute you. I aim to hang your ass until it gets down to this point to where we're not just mealy-mouthing around the son of a bitches who are cutting our throats, who are committing the treason. This shit ain't going to change. There ain't going to be no war. But you can go out there and vote. It's the only way. I'm telling you, John Taters. I mean, this guy here, I mean, what a charlatan. This guy shows up again today, you know, and I'm telling you, you know, that he's been talking to people. Why in the hell won't these people go out and vote? Well, because it's all a bunch of shit, man. That's why. And so he comes up and, you know, like he came up the last time trying to talk about the First Amendment and fucked it up, or the first article and fucked it up. He comes out today and he's telling a story. You see, he was at this political event and another woman politician, I think she was a congressman or a senator or what might have you. And so he's going to explain the difference to her between a democracy and a republic. Because she had talked about the democracy, and he, you know, he's going to straighten her out because he's one of us guys. He knows his shit, okay? He knows his shit. So he starts telling, so I told her, democracy, that's like two wolves deciding to have a sheep for dinner. The whole idea here, John, is that it takes three people to have a vote to break a tie. And so the sheep gets a vote, actually gets a vote too. So it's actually a sheep and two wolves voting for what's for dinner. Okay, buddy. So you can get that concept in your mind. So if you do go to tell somebody else, if they happen to listen to you, they understand what the fuck you're talking about. Anyways, back to the article. At issue, the process, okay, in Ohio, let's see, start voters, sit out, okay, in Ohio, under the current Republican Secretary of State, it starts if voters sit out just one election. So now this here's for the people who, you know, are going to run out and vote at the next election so they don't lose their right to vote. And also, the people who are, or, you know, want to, are not going to vote, but won't take the time to just go in and register, to register the fact that I'm not giving you consent. That's what it does. This isn't something that happened that you did. This is something I'm doing. I'm letting you know I'm taking the consent away. But see, these people here, they're going to go, oh, I just don't have to vote one time, I'm off the rolls. Don't you even count on it. You don't know how hard it was for me to get that goddamn paper and get off them voter rolls. Took me a few months. And nobody would contact me back, and but boy, they don't, they're not concerned about acquiescence. Federal elections, oh, see, just one election. They are removed from the rolls if they miss three federal elections over 6 years and fail to return an address confirmation card. Oklahoma is, I mean, they're trying to act like there's just, man, you really got to hang on to that. Right? Like I said, you people know the truth. Hell, they got goddamn hordes of people out there going, and people that can't even speak English that aren't even citizens signing up on, getting them on them goddamn voter rolls. You've seen it. No, they don't really care if you're on them voter rolls now. Not, no, them people in Redstone, don't listen to them. You're just losing your right to, well, you know, there was a little piece yesterday on the site, the little kid with the, you know, he's got the little thing in the car. I mean, I had, my kids got one of them, and you know, it's got the steering wheel on it. So the kid thinks he's driving the car, and so that was the equivalent of voting, and it really is, isn't it? I mean, I never seen such a right-on analogy. That's it, man. They're just a steering that man. They think they've got it. Hey, if you look over at you, I got this. Uh-huh. That's the voter for you. Oklahoma is among the states that send confirmation notices to voters who have failed to cast ballots. I finally got one. But man, I'll tell you what, I filed a piece of paper. I mean, I had to file a goddamn paper to get it, to unregister me, to get me out of their goddamn system. Failed to cast ballots in two elections. Let's do that again. Oklahoma is among the states that send confirmation notices to voters who have failed to cast ballots in two elections. As in most other states, voters who fail to respond are made inactive. See, inactive. That's the list. They'll put you on the inactive list. You're still on a voter list. So you can still go vote. So you're still considered as giving consent or taken off the rolls altogether if they don't cast a ballot in subsequent elections. Oh, yeah, they're going to take you off. When you really believe that? If nothing else, you see, they leave you on those goddamn rolls and they leave everybody on those rolls, whether you're voting or not. And see, the Mexicans come in and see, it all looks proper. You know, say a million people abstain from voting. They bring in a million foreigners who can't vote in this country and put a million phony votes in there. Well, that must have been those million who voted. That's, you know, those ones who are on the rolls. Because goddamn, how would it be if one, you know, you showed up with about 10 or 20 million more votes than you had registered voters? How would that be? Not that it probably ain't already happened and they've covered it up. Opponents of the laws say their intent is to purge people from the vote. I mean, the love that I'm going to go, we'll stop them. We're going to shut this down. Purge people from the voter rolls. No, that is their consent for the duplicity, for the theft, for the murder and the fraud. No, they're not dissuading anybody. I promise you. Purge people from the voter. But you'd have to see if you believed in that false left-right paradigm. It'd be the Republicans trying to get Democrats off the rolls and Democrats trying to get Republicans off the rolls. Bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. Because you go out there, you know, and you vote for that Republican and everybody goes out there that voted for that Republican. When the Republican loses, the Democrat gets the consent. And if the Democrat loses, well, all them Democrat votes, that becomes his consent too now, doesn't it? They think that you can't think in two dimensions, let alone three. Supporters say voters are given plenty of chances to keep their active status and that the rules adhere to federal law requiring states to maintain active. Like all of a sudden, they're real concerned. I love it. Democrats and voting rights groups have expressed concern that other states will be emboldened by the ruling and adopt more aggressive tactics to kick voters off the rolls. In addition to Oklahoma, Georgia, Montana, Oregon, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia have laws similar to Ohio's. Yeah, well, I, like I said, it's 10 years. I mean, you try to get off the goddamn voter rolls. But even Republican-led states were, where officials are concerned about voter fraud may be wary when it comes to following the Ohio model. One hurdle is likely to come from local governments where election administrators would have to deal with disgruntled voters and manage an increase in the number of people placed on inactive voter lists, said Miriam Perez, who has studied voter list practices in her role as deputy director of the Brennan Center's democracy program. Using one election as an indicator is going to lead to a whole lot of false positives, she said. There are plenty of states that clean their voter rolls successfully without being aggressive as Ohio. And this is it, man. They're going to purge me. I got to protect my right to vote. I got to get out there and vote. Now, I wasn't going to vote for nobody, but I'll go vote just to keep my right to vote, don't you know? Or if you're a person who was, you know, who should have already removed your name from the consent list, oh, I just don't have to do it. If I don't go vote, they'll do it for me. No, they won't. Don't you believe this for one fucking second. This is what this was designed to do. And there's more evidence coming up. When West Virginia is more lenient in targeting inactive voters than Ohio, among other things, it requires counties in the year following a presidential election to mail an address confirmation to people who have not voted in any election during the previous 4 years. Julie Archer of the Watchdog West Virginia Citizen Action Group said the process appears to be working as it should. There is not a need to do something more aggressive, she said. The controversy, just what you everybody get concerned over this dumbass, over giving consent to the treachery. There is not a need to do something more aggressive, she said. The controversy over Ohio's law arose from apparently conflicting mandates in the National Voter Registration Act, which became law in 1993. It requires states to maintain accurate voter registration lists, but also says that they should protect against inadvertently removing properly registered voters. Ohio has used voters in active to trigger the removal process since 1994, yet groups representing voters did not sue over the policy until 2016 after Republican Secretary of State John Husted tightened the approach of his predecessor, Democrat Jennifer Brunner. That's what it looks like. Brunner's policy was to wait for 2 missed federal elections, not just one, before sending the address notification to voters. In Pennsylvania, the process isn't triggered unless people have failed to vote for 5 years. The state has no plans to change that. Department of State spokeswoman Wanda Murren said, the existing system hasn't been drawing complaints, said Ray Murphy, a spokesman for Keystone Voters, a liberal coalition that advocates for changes to Pennsylvania election law. But he said the group will watch the legislature closely for any signs that lawmakers will want to follow Ohio's more stringent method. They're coming for your vote, guys. You better fight to protect that vote. Ballot access is a frequent battleground for Democrats and Republicans, but it's not always a neatly partisan issue. In Oregon, for example, Republican Secretary of State Dennis Richardson last year expanded the period for removing people from the rolls from 5 years of non-voting to 10 years. And this is the truth of it, people. They have to have that consent. This is, like I said, this is coming out of the think tanks. I think with these gubernatorial elections that we've been seeing here the last few weeks and the ones that are going on right now, they're seeing there's not turnout, and they are seeing people and registering to vote, removing the consent. And, man, I'm telling you, if anything is going to cause an effect short of the fight, this is it. It has to be. A registered voter should not lose their voting rights solely because they haven't participated recently. What, did I get that? Yeah. Recently, he said in a written statement following Monday's Supreme Court ruling. All righty then. Now, you got to wonder what GOP amnesty plan will allow DACA legal aliens to bring their foreign parents to the U.S. has to do with voting. Well, I'm going to let you know from Breitbart, because there's little messages. You're going to see it in everything. This is becoming a problem to them. I'm telling you. This is from Breitbart. It was sent in by number one New World Order hater for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. I'd have a blast of coffee. An amnesty plan being negotiated by Republicans in the House will likely allow illegal aliens who were brought to the United States by their illegal alien parents to bring those parents to the country. So it's kind of like an amnesty for all of them. You know, the ones who were brought here against their will and the ones that brought them here against their will. According to insiders who spoke to Breitbart News, the plan by House Republicans, that's House Republicans, this is who you voted. You voted that Republican ticket when you went and voted for that Republican Donald Trump. This is House Republicans, which House Speaker Paul Ryan is attempting to fast track would, According to insiders who spoke to Breitbart News, the plan by House Republicans, which House Speaker Paul Ryan is attempting to fast track, would allow nearly 800,000 illegal aliens shielded from deportation by the president, by the President Obama created Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program to bring their foreign parents to the United States. The GOP's amnesty plan is designed to halt a discharge petition being pushed by a group of Never Trump Republicans. The discharge petition would force a vote on multiple immigration bills, including some amnesty legislation that would likely pass the House and the Senate by a veto-proof majority. So, oh boy, I think that the Congress that can give our country away to foreigners has found a way to do it, don't you think? And what's, I mean, man, why would they, well, we know they want the slave labor. I mean, that's a given, and, you know, more communists, the more ignorant communists, the more that have peons and pissants that have accept communism, the better. But let's see what's going with them. Veto-proof majority. The amnesty plan, though, would allow DACA illegal aliens to bring their parents to the United States through a category of chain migration, whereby newly naturalized citizens can bring an unlimited number of foreign relatives to the country. Should each DACA illegal alien bring both of their parents to the United States after receiving the amnesty, that chain migration impact would be upwards of 1.5 million foreign nationals arriving in the country. That's more. Some of them, I guess, they're in their 30s and whatever, what might have you, so their parents are back in Mexico or what might have you. They're coming. They're coming, and this is it's you people that voted for Donald Trump that's causing this to happen. You people who went out there and you know, became good citizens and got on the voter rolls and gave, you know, the consent of the governed over to these goddamn monsters, to these betrayers, to these liars. Americans have repeatedly told pollsters that they want legal immigration to the U.S. reduced. In swing states like Ohio and Florida, likely voters, and see, when they're always talking about this shit, when they're talking about the populace, they're only likely voters. That's all they're addressing. That's all they recognize, because you're a part of their goddamn system. You are the consenters. And the rest of us are, you know, are sitting out here, and you are much a part of this as the dirty goddamn politician doing the dirty deeds in office, okay? Because you're the consenter. Likely voters, they prefer zero immigration to current legal immigration levels. They may prefer it. But because you're a voter, you see, you've done given consent to this invasion, and you're fixing to give further consent to this invasion. You gave consent to them to bring 1.5 million more in. You're giving the consent because you are a voter. So you can't, it's always, you can't bitch about it if you don't vote. Well, yeah, I can, because I didn't consent to it. You did. Zero immigration to current legal immigration levels, at which the United States imports more than 1 million immigrants a year. Most recently, a CBS News / YouGov poll revealed that a polarity of Americans living in swing districts. See, it's always, this is what the polls are. All this shit, they're just talking to that little goddamn group of traitors. They're talking to the Tories. And that's why we got to start talking to the Tories and letting them know we know your Tories, you son of a bitch. You're giving consent to the removal of my rights, you dirty bastard. You're giving consent to every evil act that occurs in this country and overseas by this illegal government, you bastards. In swing districts, who said mass immigration has changed their communities, say overall immigration is making life worse. That's worse. This is even among the idiots. This is among the idiot voters who will go out there and do it again. You will go back out there and you will give consent again, whether you vote for it or against it. You voted to be a part of the goddamn system and you gave the consent. In the U.S., about 4 in 9 black Americans in swing districts said immigration is making American life worse. And hey, you know what? You're giving the goddamn okay for it, buddy. When you go out and acquiesce, when you go out there and when you're on them voter rolls, you're the consent. You're the consent of the governed, because I sure as hell ain't. There ain't nobody else out here saying, well, this, I guess this is okay. Go on forward. I got my say, because we're not. We don't have a say. We have no representation. Government, taxation without representation? Wow. Really? Currently, the U.S. admits more than 1.5 million legal and illegal immigrants every year. Now, is that one point? I love the way they write this shit out. Is that 1.5 million including both of these? Or is it legal? 1.5 million legals and I think it's probably the latter. Immigrants every year, with more than 70% coming to the country through the process known as chain migration, whereby newly naturalized citizens can bring an unlimited number of, that's what they had to do. They had to get this out of the box. You know, so this can be the argument. Instead of, you just don't have the authority to give my goddamn country away, you two-bit foreigner. You don't have it. I don't care how many Zionists you got around you handing you money and telling you you can, you cannot. You're removing my property without due process of the law. You can't do it. No matter what you do, even with the consenters, the treasonous bastards who consent, it's still a violation of the law. None of this shit's going to stand. When the people break loose, the longer we go with this and the more these consenters keep consenting, the worse it's going to be for our people as a whole. That's why they got to be punished. But it's still going to happen. And in the end, you know, every dirty deed you did, I mean, everybody's going to be looking, well, where's my money back? Well, I don't know. Go look at the thief that took it. Go, you can find him in the jail, or else you can find him hanging out there in the street. See if you can get your money back. Newly naturalized citizens can bring an unlimited number of foreign relatives to the United States in the next 20 years. The current U.S. legal immigration system is on track to import roughly 15 million new foreign-born voters. There you go. That's how you get, when the Americans keep pulling out, the Americans stop voting and stuff, you just bring in new Americans. And then pretty soon, they're the majority if you bring enough of them in. But here it is again to scare you. You see, you better get out there and get to vote and to stop this shit. You have to vote against a vote, don't you know, in this corrupt system where the votes are counted by people in Spain? Stay right where you're at. We're at the bottom of the hour.
Cougar, Mellencamp, he can stick his song where the sun don't shine. My country, my ass. This is not the land I learned about in class. My country, my ass. That freedom, justice stuff is all in the past. Got a checkpoint up the road ahead. Better pull out your ID. And your taxes just went up again. Gotta cough up some more money. Be careful what you're saying when you're on the phone. You never know who might be listening in. They got cameras watching everywhere you go, so they know just where you've been. You know you better think about the books you read, or your name might go on a list. Don't take too many pictures now, or they'll think you're a terrorist. They're watching you every time you turn around, and they don't like what they see. You get gotta be fucking kidding me if you think this country's free. My country, my ass. This is not the land I learned about in class. My country, my ass. That freedom, justice stuff is all in the past. Well, the banks messed up, so they took money from us and gave a $1 zillion bonus. And they didn't give a damn what we had to say. I swear to God, they think they own us. But when they say bend over, you say yes, sir, and then you vote for them again. If you're the kind of people who fought our wars, tell me how do we ever win? They've been walking on us for far too long, and don't you think it's time to draw the line? Why don't you tell those jerks in Washington to stick their laws where the sun don't shine? My country, my ass. This is not the land I learned about in class. My country, my ass. That freedom, justice stuff is all in the past. They say America, love it or leave it. Well, I loved it, and it left me.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:35 Pacific Time, and that was John Ringer with My Country, My Ass. We're going to look at this last line because we're at the last line of this. GOP amnesty plan will allow DACA illegals to bring their foreign parents to the United States. And we were at this part. Okay, we get to the beginning of a sentence here. Man, it's a whole damn thing. Newly naturalized citizens can bring an unlimited number of foreign relatives to the United States. In the next 20 years, the current U.S. legal immigration system is on track to import roughly 15 million new foreign-born voters. Between 7 and 8 million of those foreign-born voters will arrive in the U.S. through chain migration. Now, wait a minute. This is Republicans doing this. You know, Paul Ryan's a Republican. You know, like, well, Donald Trump, he's a Republican too, ain't he? This is that Republican ticket that you all gave your consent to. So why, I mean, if it's about, you know, the Democrats coming in and these communists trying, and then, you know, Trump and his good Republicans trying to preserve, save the Republic from these communists through these foreign voters coming in, then why are the Republicans bringing the foreign voters in? I think that they just want names on the goddamn consent roll so that they can steal everything we've got. Okay, now there's a little bit of this migration into our country, these fine people coming to, because they want a better life. Teachers reportedly fearful after MS-13 infiltrates Maryland school. This is from Fox News. The violent gang MS-13 has infiltrated a predominantly Hispanic school in Maryland, bringing terror and the campaign to recruit young students, with teachers calling the situation a ticking time bomb. Well, we told you this was going to happen. We told you when they were pumping them in. We saw them on the TV. We all saw them on the TV. You know, those poor unaccompanied children, the little children from Honduras, you know, the murder capital of the whole goddamn world. You know, those little children, those poor helpless refugee children. William Wirt Middle School in Riverdale has reportedly become a battleground after the gang established its presence at the school. Fighting a drug dealing, pro-MS-13 graffiti, and attempts to recruit immigrant children from Central America have become an everyday occurrence. Fighting drug dealing, I guess it's them fighting one another over their graffiti, become an everyday occurrence, the Washington Post reported. We now have 2 to 3 fights per day, one school employee told the paper, who didn't reveal his name over fears to lose the job or be targeted by the gang. At this point, it's completely out of control. Wow. Man, we need a goddamn police state to shut this shit down. What do you think, people? Because that's what Trump is doing. He's telling you every day, man, we have this terrible problem. And I see your reaction to your children getting their limbs cut off, getting hacked up into little pieces. That's reaction. And, well, you know what? We have a solution. It's called a police state. We brought this goddamn problem here, and the answer to this problem is a police state. You know, that spies on you 24/7, beats your people down, murders your people. Well, you know, it's the MS-13 gang members, okay? School teachers claimed at least a dozen of members of the gang are in the school. The violent activities prompted the school to call the police over 70 times in the 2017-2018 school year. In one alleged incident, an eighth grader claimed to have been raped by a schoolmate who was in the gang. The alleged assault took place off of school grounds, and she initially reported the crime to the police, but later backtracked out of fear of retaliation by the gang. Uh-oh. Looks like they're here. Looks like they're armed. Looks like they ain't going no goddamn where. They're going to kill you. The authorities concluded the alleged crime was unfounded, but told the Post that the girl lives now in fear the gang will physically attack her. Well, of course she does. This is part of being an American. This is the American dream. MS-13 is the notorious El Salvadorian street gang started in Los Angeles in the 1980s. It has since expanded and includes Hondurans, Guatemalans, Mexicans, and other Central and South Americans. The gang's motto: rape, control, and kill. Man, what are the people going to do? I mean, it's obvious that, you know, your border guards have failed you. Your government has completely failed you. Now your goddamn children are living in fear, and you're living in fear. What would our forefathers, our grandfathers have done about something like this? Vigilantism, you think? You think they know who these little son of a bitches are? Now, how would it be? You know, these guys are all anonymous. You know, they can't figure out who in the hell they are. Everybody knows who they are, but nobody's saying anything. But you know what? What if people just went out in the night and started, you know, Charles Bronson them, just boom, 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 just pull up and just waste their asses. They like violence. Give them some. Just start killing. What would happen, I wonder, if this community, where was this? This is in California. Oh, boy, these people ain't going to do shit. Riverdale? If these people, a hundred of these people, would be a plenty, got together and put on some black masks at night and went out and just started snuffing these little fuckers. Man, I'll tell you what. They can't do nothing about these MS-13 gang members from another fucking country here killing and hacking and raping. But goddamn, I'll tell you what. If you went to do something about them, the federal authorities, those poor minorities that you're targeting. Oh, we told you about this, didn't we? We told you before it was all over with, you'd be fighting in your goddamn streets and the cops would be shooting you to protect the goddamn murderers. And this is what would happen. Because they're here to stay. They've unleashed the savages on you, just like they did in the after the uprising in the on the frontiers. You know, they released the savages to just put the people in goddamn fear. Man, I'll tell you what, people. Like I said, it wouldn't my grandfather's time, my dad's time. Man, you would have had some guys out there in the middle of the night. This MS-13 gang shit would have been shut down in about 10 fucking minutes, man. One night. They went out and killed about 10 or 20 of them. The rest of them have been running for their lives for that goddamn border so they can get back down there where they tolerate this shit. But we'll see what happens. But, the gang's motto, rape, control, and kill, really? You're saying you're here to rape, and you're here to control, and you're here to kill? Well, goddamn, I think that we better get a bunch of our guys together, get in our cars, go out at night. We know where you hang out, you little bastard. Just pull up and jump out with shotguns and mow your fucking asses down the street. And then, so who wants to do something about it? Officials at the school deny the problem of gang activity, of course, because these are the international communists who have pumped this shit in here. Like I said, the only way to solve all this is for everybody to be disarmed, and then only these gang members and stuff. We could be like the people in Chicago running for, I got to go down to the store. Who's the fastest runner? Who can dodge the best? That's who better go down to the store, because we ain't got no goddamn guns. You got to run for your life. The principal is aware of concerns about gangs in the community, but has not experienced any problems in school, John White, a school spokesman, told the Post. But there are reportedly signs of the gang's presence. According to the police, 10 MS-13 members clashed with a gang rival. They know who these people are. I'm telling you. The police, they're letting this shit go on. Why? Because it's supposed to. Come on, they didn't get here by accident. Honduras, really? They're showing up. We're watching it on the goddamn stupid box, and they got, you know, the gang tattoos and everything. They got mustache and stuff. Yeah, these are just little unaccompanied children. That's what they are. Like somebody's that fucking stupid. Like this wasn't 110% planned and executed, because it was. And we told you at the time, this is exactly what they were doing, and this is exactly what they're doing. This girl, this little girl got raped. I guess just tough shit, American National. We pumped some goddamn killers out of Honduras. We're going to put you people in goddamn line. You're going to beg us to come in with the police state to get rid of these goddamn magazines. We don't really need you, though. See, we got guns. Man, it takes a little moxie and a little initiative. You go out in the night, like I said, you know, a bunch of them in a parking lot where they go to hang out, to do whatever they do to get their, you know, their shit all up so they can go out and chop people up, man. Just pull up in there, two or three cars, jump out with shotgun, boom, 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 boom. Problem solved. And then if it takes another night of it, well, boom, 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 boom. Pretty soon they get the fucking hint, man. There's people hunting us. And these people aren't fucking around. They got shotguns. They're pulling up, just blowing our ass. They're not even talking to us. They're just killing us like we kill other. You know, these people are goddamn, what they say up here? These people are control, kill. What was it here? Oh, motto. These people aren't raping, but they're controlling and killing. So we can't rape. I mean, what the hell, people? If this shit is going on where you live, man, there's nothing the police can. Like I said, they'll tell you, there's nothing. Our hands are tied. We have to catch them doing something really bad, you know. And we know that little Pedro and little Carlos over there. I know pretty good. Now the girl said she raped him, but she's afraid because she's gonna get killed. I mean, this is goddamn gang killers. But boom, 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 you shoot them up and you watch they'd send the fucking National Guard in after you. They would come after you with everything they got because you ain't allowed. They're allowed to prey on you. But if you went out and took care of the problem that they created, that they're begging you, so you'd be, please, we'll give up our guns. Just somebody come here who can actually shoot at these little bastards. And you know who'll get those uniforms? Those little bastards. And it'll just get worse. And pretty soon you'll be kneeling over a fucking ditch with an MS-13 gang member who ain't no American. He ain't got no problem blowing your brains out the front of your face. This is communism 101. This isn't brain surgery. According to police, 10 MS-13 gang members clashed with a gang rival in February in the woods between William and Mert Middle School and Parkdale High School. That'd been a good place to show up with your shotguns. Another school in the area suffering from gang activity. The rival was hit in the head with a baseball bat and stabbed 3 times in the stomach. Ooh, shotgun would have just straightened all that shit right up. Right now. 2 months earlier, the two schools were on lockdown following a shooting between 2 gang rivals. So I bet there's a lot of this shit that goes on, especially in California, at the school. But you are going to, these ain't going to, Shepard Smith ain't going to come in the white room over gang members shooting each other in the schools. It's only when they think that they can get a, you know, an angle to try to tell you you don't have a second article right to protect yourself and to have your goddamn guns. That's when they'll bring it up. And boy, it makes, man, there's people crying. I tell you, it's just terrible. The situation has left teachers fearful of being alone with students. Well, I guess it's time for some vigilantism. They reportedly informed the school officials of incidents involving suspected members of the gang, but they were ignored by the administrators, the report added. Teachers feel threatened but aren't backed up. Students feel threatened but aren't protected. One educator, well, these are your children, people. Then people live in that community, you're a sorry fucking lot if you can't take care of this little problem. You just ain't got no moxie. You ain't an American. The school is a ticking time bomb. It would be the community is a ticking time bomb. I mean, come on, people. And here, I mean, I seen this one here. I mean, it brought up all kinds of goddamn questions. U.S. launches bid to find citizenship cheaters. This is from mail.com, sent in by Sunfire. Now, you know, they're wanting to build these databases for our medical records and our gun purchases and serial numbers on the bullets so that they can track and trace and eventually come after, you know, so they can cross-reference. We talked about it the other day. You know, take the medical records and cross-reference them with the records of the people who own guns, and then you can go out and start confiscating guns under the idea that, you know, because this person took a pill 10 years ago, well, he fits the category for a person who's had their rights removed without due process of the law. But this, I mean, if you were going to do something like they're talking about here, I mean, how many Social Security numbers you think of American nationals have been stolen, money borrowed in that, and their names? And I mean, I've talked before about the little piece I saw where the guy confronted, he has like his 12-year-old daughter there with him, and her identity's been stolen by this Mexican who can't even speak English, driving a brand new truck. He had $250,000 out in her name. He's standing there looking at the son of a bitch, filming it. The guy gets in his truck and just drives away. Man, just nobody to take care of them things in this big, wonderful police state that we live in. But the bottom line here is, how about taking those Social Security numbers? Just, I mean, what we're paying out in taxes here. Because every one of them's got 10 kids, and they're getting, you know, they're all getting brand new rigs in the right after tax time. I see it. My own two eyes. How about we cross-reference everybody who files for a tax return? Everybody. We don't have to be discriminatory to make sure that's actually their fucking Social Security number. And when we find the ones that aren't, the Social Security number doesn't belong to them, go get them. Aren't they criminals? Isn't that criminal fraud? But no, see, they play these games. They put this shit out here like what I'm about to read you here, where they're talking about 2,000 people. Man, it's goddamn, it's millions. Millions of people that have had their identity stolen by these little bastards. And what? Let's go look at the article. The U.S. government agency that oversees immigration applications is launching an office that will focus on identifying Americans who are suspected of cheating to get their citizenship and seek to strip them of it. U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services Director L. Francis Sassana, I don't know, told the Associated Press in an interview that his agency is hiring several dozen lawyers and immigration officials, maggots, to review cases of immigrants who were ordered deported and are suspected of using fake identities to later get green cards. I mean, this isn't going after every son of a bitch out there. I mean, they're selling these identities on the street corners. And, I mean, if you went after the people that just use fake IDs, you know, that were got their citizenship through fraud, you'd be going after millions. But if you categorize it down into the, well, he was deported. He was ordered deported and went and got citizenship in another name. Well, then I guess that, I mean, you're only looking for a couple of thousand. Ain't a real big problem, is it? And this isn't, I mean, they will spend $1 zillion given to these lawyers and shit. Because this is just a scam. This is just a parasitic scam. It's not going to make any kind of difference. Like I said, if you right now, if they have it in the computers to cross-reference, I mean, their income tax filings, they have it to cross-reference them to catch all of these dirty bastards that have stolen Social Security numbers. All they got to do is enter it in the computers. They won't do it. But they're trying with all their might to get all the gun registrations into the computer so that they can cross-reference them with the medical files to go fuck with people who haven't done a goddamn thing, who haven't broken any law, and just being categorized to have their guns confiscated. You see where the initiative goes? You see where the resource goes, people? Where were we here? Until now, the agency has pursued cases as they arose, but not through a coordinated effort. Sassana said. He said he hopes the agency's new office in Los Angeles will be running by next year, but added that investigating and referring cases for prosecution will likely take longer. This is just a big gobble of money. This is a bunch of goddamn Mason lawyers and a Mason lodge got together, and here's going to be our goddamn paycheck. Here's going to be the money sent to us every month from the plebes out there slaving. This is our scam. Because like I said, let's go and, I mean, this will cost millions. It'll cost millions to get each one of these little pricks when you could use that millions to get millions of pricks. We finally have a process in place to get to the bottom of all these bad cases and start denaturalizing people who should not have been naturalized in the first place. See? So you screwed. I mean, oh, man. So your system was so fine. Oh, never mind. Sena said, what we are looking at, when you boil it down, is potentially a few thousand. You will spend millions. I mean, look at what they're talking about here. You know what, goddamn lawyers cost? Law firms and shit? And then they're going to litigate all of this shit. And then you're going to have to give lawyers to these son of a bitches who are going to fight it. And then, you know, it back and forth. And in the end, they'll probably walk out the other door and go get another identity and millions of dollars. I mean, this is just a dirty little scam. That's all in the hell it is. Plain and simple. Few thousand cases. Millions of goddamn Social Security numbers have been stolen. And getting them would be so goddamn easy. Not hiring lawyers or anything. Just cross-reference the computers. Just cross-reference the information of those who filed those Social Security numbers with stolen Social Security numbers. If the name doesn't match the Social Security number, oh man, I think we have a problem. Or if the address doesn't fit the Social Security number, if there's two addresses for the Social Security number, I think we have a problem. Go out and get the dirty bastards, millions of them, cheap. But no, this here, like I said, this is just, I mean, it's like the family courts, the parasites, these goddamn, there's all of these Masonic lawyers are coming out. There's more of them every year, too, that got to be employed, that have to have their check coming in just because they're a Mason. They have to have their own scam. They have to have somebody else out there working to support their sorry asses is what it comes down to. And so this is just another scam, a few thousand. You think about that. He declined to say how much the effort would cost, but said it would be covered by the agency's existing budget, which is funded by immigration application fees. Boy, don't you love it. The push comes as the Trump administration has been cracking down on illegal immigration. Boy, haven't he? And then issuing those new H-2B visas so that the guy, I mean, for the blue-collar jobs, we just went over this. I mean, talk about a sham back and forth, goddamn WWF wrestling bullshit. He's really going to get him, brother. He's after him. He's going to get the new world order. Not, and taking steps to reduce legal immigration. Bullshit. He's taking steps to reduce legal. He's just now, what was it, 15,000? We just covered it the other day. 15,000. That was new visas. There were just some new visas here. That's all legal now. See, we're going to make this an illegal invasion, a legal overthrow of your people and an illegal removal of your property. Don't you know? No, it's not legal. You do not have the authority. You do not have the authority to give one thin dime away to a foreigner that belongs to the American nationals. You just don't do it. The only way it can be removed is through that due process in the Bill of Rights, and it ain't happening. The courts don't even exist, so we're at war. Immigrants who become U.S. citizens can vote, serve on juries, and obtain security clearance, naturalization, the process of removing that citizenship. See, but they're talking about 2,000 here. What about the ones who have gained their citizenship that weren't, I mean, they weren't being deported. They just came here, got some false ID and got a false Social Security number, you know, and they're down there, they're tapped into the goddamn food stamps, to the housing, to the schools, and all this shit under a false name and a false, you're not even looking at them. You're looking at a couple of thousand who were actually deported and came back and did it. Do you see what a non-goddamn address to a small portion of a great big problem that's going to cost $1 zillion? This is just a little clique that's got together, and this is going to be their bread and butter for generations. The U.S. government began looking at potentially fraudulent naturalization cases a decade ago when a border officer detected about 200 people had used different identities to get green cards and citizenship after they were previously issued deportation orders. So you're only talking about just a tiny, I mean, they're acting like they're the only ones that do that, you know. They're the only ones that would go, no, this is the only ones we're going to address because we have this law firm, you see, and this is going to, they're just going to tap right into the trough. They're going to stick their heads right down into the trough, and it's going to be theirs, okay? That's their share of the slop, okay? In September 2016, an internal watchdog reported that 315,000 old fingerprint records for immigrants who had been deported or had criminal convictions had not been uploaded to a Department of Homeland Security database that is used to check immigrant identities. The same report found more than 800 immigrants had been ordered deported under one identity but became U.S. citizens under another. This is just how... Well, you think about it, people. I mean, if you go to get a driver's license, you got to show up with your original birth certificate. I mean, goddamn proof of your goddamn residence and a moon rock. And you better have all three or you ain't getting it. But these goddamn people, man, they can go get Social Security cards. I mean, if I did this, I'm telling you people, if you and I did this, if we went and got a false Social Security number and then filed, and then when you went to file those taxes, that's mail fraud. That's 15 fucking years right there. They would jack up the prison and put you underneath it. I promise you. Anyways, enough about voting today, and we are at the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, man, keep screaming at the top of your lungs, un-fucking-register. That's the only way you can say no, and that is The Word from the Trenches.